guys, it's Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city. We send a newsletter Tuesday through Friday to you about what's up in Orlando, introducing you to locals to know, businesses to care about, and challenges facing our city. This podcast is sponsored by VentureX Downtown Orlando and produced by Brand Crumbs Media. So yeah, we'll be talking about five hot topics facing the city this week, five events we think you should attend, and five people or businesses, organizations that we think you should follow on the internet. So let's get started. First up, we're going to give you some updates from last week. Last week's episode, we were telling you that Winter Park Biscuit Company, Winter Park Biscuit Co. on Instagram was someone that you needed to follow. They are notoriously known for their pop-ups and their fried chicken sandwiches. And the good news is that they officially have an opening date. They will be opening the week of Thanksgiving. So keep your eye out on their Instagram to see exactly when that's going to happen. But yeah, week of November 23rd. That's something to be thankful for. Yes. Number two, reminders, election signs. You can still recycle your election signs now through November 17th. There's five locations between Orlando and Winter Park: the Katy Way Trail in Winter Park, the Community Garden at Mead Botanical Gardens, Winter Park Fire Rescue Station, the First Unitarian Church of Orlando off Robinson Street, and the Broadway United Methodist Church in Lake Eola Heights. Those five locations can be found with a simple Google search of election signs recycling Orlando. And that is courtesy of our friends at League of Women Voters Orange County and the City of Winter Park and the City of Orlando. One more reminder from some things that we've told you about in the past podcast is that our friends over at Dem Street, D3M Street, a local performance group, singers, songwriters, and dancers, these guys are incredible, and they just released a new song called I Bet You Would, so you can check out that song, and stay tuned because we're interviewing those guys in the weeks to come. All right, so the most exciting thing I think that came out of last week's news is that Orlando is getting the first ever vertiport. I'm not even sure if I said that correctly, so no judgment here. But a vertiport, what is it, you ask? It is an airport with no landing strips. And if your mind is blown, so was ours. It's built for the VOTL aircraft, which is an aircraft that takes off doing a vertical takeoff and landing, so they can ascend straight into the air, accelerating horizontally like a helicopter. Hence the no need for a landing strip. And the first one in the country, in the U.S., is coming to Lake Nona and is expected to be open by 2025. So I guess we've officially reached that point where the Jetsons would be so proud of us, right? We're finally there, right? Flying cars, flying taxis, flying, it's really just an airplane, but whatever. Anyway, moving right along. Orlando City Soccer is crushing it. I don't know if you've noticed, it's been in our newsletter and it's in all of the headlines, but Orlando City clinched their first playoff game for the first time in franchise history, and they are playing in the MLS playoffs or MLS Cup playoffs coming up in the weeks ahead. The first match is November 21st against our longest standing rival, New York City FC. You can show your support of the team by grabbing a purple light bulb and lighting your porch lights up. They were originally selling online on their store, but I think they're sold out. The good news is that you can get them at Walmart, Target. I mean, you name it, you can find it. Old Spencer's, I don't even know if those are still open, but if they are, I can guarantee you they have purple bulbs because that was my life when I was a kid. So yeah, light it up purple for Orlando City. And again, keep your calendar open for November 21st. And in breaking news, aka breaking ground news, White Castle is breaking ground in their new location near Disney World in the new site Village at O-Town West on this Thursday, which is November 19th. It will be the world's largest White Castle. It's planning to open in spring of 2021. Fun fact, the reason, maybe not the only reason, but one of the reasons that they decided to come to Orlando was after more than 9,300 people liked a Facebook page called Bring White Castle to Florida. So anyway, now we're getting a White Castle. You just have to wait until spring to eat there. All right, so for all of our theater fans and just people who appreciate the arts, Orlando Fringe is back for its fifth annual Orlando Fringe Winter Mini Fest. It's their first event since canceling the big International Fringe Theater Festival earlier this year due to the coronavirus. You will be able to stream over 25 shows from the comfort of your home, or you can go to a few of their events in person. They're all happening at some outdoor venues, January 7th through the 10th. Grab some tickets. In not so fun news, COVID-19 cases are on the uptick. There are new records being set across the country. Local health officials and national health officials have asked people to limit their social interactions with Thanksgiving coming up. We know that Thanksgiving is a time where you want to be with your family. You want to be seated around a dinner table. You want to hug. You want to do all those great things. And I want to do those things too. But this year is going to have to look a little bit different if we want to keep everyone safe, right? So there are some certain protocols that the CDC has placed or has put out there for people to read, and you can do that with a simple Google search. I don't need to go through all of those for you. But just so you know, here's some numbers that kind of stood out. Last week, the Orlando Sentinel reported that almost 1 in 25 Floridians have been infected with COVID since it took hold in the U.S. For context, that number is 1 in 33 nationally and 1 in 154 worldwide. And our daily positive results, which is kind of like the numbers. You should be looking probably at the daily positive result rates and then also the amount of hospitalizations and deaths, right? And so our daily positive results in Florida have ranged between 5.79% and 8.3% in the last 2 weeks. Originally, it was the benchmark set by World Health Organization was that each state would have a positivity rate consistently below 5% as a pretext for states reopening. And here we are averaging between almost 6 and 8%. So yeah, we've got to get ahead of that. And that's what I've got on COVID news for today. All right. So here are five events happening this week. One, Thursday nights at Plaza Live, they have started a new front porch series. They bring in local bands, local acts, and set up big tables and big seating areas all like kind of off into different pods and sections. So you need to buy your tickets ahead of time and know who's coming with you. And yeah, you can watch awesome concerts, live music again, now at Plaza Live. Number two, Enzion, they also are getting creative with their outdoor performances and they have launched the new Fountain Feature Series. Those are on Thursday nights as well. I know the first 3 weeks have been sold out already. So if you want to go to the Enzion and watch one of those films, you need to go ahead and buy those tickets ahead of time. If you're listening in on Monday, tonight at 7:30, the In-Between Series is happening in the City Arts Courtyard. That is downtown in the Green Roger Keene building on the corner of Pine Street and Magnolia, right across from where we are recording the podcast today, right across from Venture X. That is where the In-Between series is going down tonight at City Arts. 7:30. Tickets are $5, and there is a jazz ensemble playing tonight, and that is in partnership with the Timucua Arts Foundation. In more fun events happening this week, on Thursday night, this new wine tasting experience called KQVEE starts with the letter K, the letter C, and then UVEE. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. But they have launched a new wine tasting series, and it's awesome. It's for all wine lovers of all levels. They do an intro to wine of like how to taste the wine, where the wine's from, like how, what goes into wine making, why this wine tastes this way because of, you know, what part of the world it's in. And I went 2 weeks ago and all I can tell you is that I learned so much, and I've been on a few wine tastings. So I was really pleased to know that there were still things that were going to blow my mind. And so highly recommend checking out the KQVEE experience. They have different events week to week, but the one that I've gone to and the one that's coming up on Thursday is the Intro to Wine, and that is held at the Edible Education Experience in College Park. So I think the ticket price runs about $100. You get to taste 5 different wines. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Amazing things that happen there, and then you can pay $49 extra to get the dinner option from Chef Kevin Fonzo, who used to own K Restaurant in College Park. The guy is a culinary genius. He is amazing. It is a 4-course, maybe even 5-course meal. I don't know. But altogether, amazing, amazing, amazing experience. Thursday nights, 5:30, KQVEE, Instagram and Facebook. All right. So I know I said there would be 5 events. Once again, this week, I'm giving you 6. So for our listeners who have kids out there, there are 2 events that I think are worth checking out this week. One, to get you in the Christmas spirit, there is the Night of a Million Lights at Give the Kids the World in Kissimmee. The setup this year is incredible, and it is a social distanced event, a walk through the village, and just seeing all of the decorations and all of the lights. It's beautiful. It looks like a beautiful setup. So recommend that, taking a drive over there. And then the other is Popcorn Flicks in the Park, presented by the Enzian, but in Winter Park on Thursday nights. This week is Lady and the Tramp. The way that it is set up now, the Popcorn Flicks in the Park is accommodating for social distancing as well. You can buy your tickets ahead of time or reserve your spots. Actually, it's free. So you reserve your spots by going online, reserving the pods, and that will allow, I'm not quite sure how many people up into your pod, but I think like, I'm sure probably less than six. So yeah, those are Thursday nights, Popcorn Flicks in the Park. This week, Lady and the Tramp, thanks to the Enzian, and it's happening in Winter Park at MLK Park. All right, we are rounding out today's podcast with five accounts that you should follow on the internet, on Instagram. We're going to kick it off with some of our favorites, Orlando Date Night Guide. If you're not already subscribed, they send out a newsletter, maybe weekly, about like some different date ideas that are happening in the area. On Instagram, though, is where they post all these great date ideas, and they have great suggestions. And so, yeah, highly recommend following them on Instagram and also subscribing to their newsletter. And above all else, like at least go to their website because they have great ideas, especially when you're stumped and you don't know what you want to do that night. So our events calendar and our newsletter is also great for that. But Orlando Date Night Guide specializes in date night ideas specifically. So check them out. Orlando Date Night Guide on Instagram. Number two, Stephen Maddow, StevenMaddow. Stephen Maddow is a local photographer. If you are familiar already with our newsletters, you have seen his photos. They are absolutely stunning. He makes the city beautiful look incredibly beautiful. Definitely check him out on Instagram, Stephen Maddow. Number three, Smoke and Donuts. Smoke, S-M-O-K-E and A-N-D, Donuts, D-O-N-U-T-S. They have a food truck currently up at A La Carte over in East Colonial. They make these amazing donuts and put like crazy things inside like brisket or whatever. Their creations are incredible. And their IG will make you, their Instagram feed will definitely make you hungry. So give them a follow and go to A La Carte to order yourself some and do that like now. Like right now, drop everything. Go get some smoking donuts. That's delicious. So anyway, number four, let's go with Huckleberry Fun. Huckleberry Fun is this really cute pup on the internet, and it's really like so nice to follow his account, especially in 2020 right now. The world is crap. The world is crazy. There's, I mean, you know, beautiful things out there, but like there's nothing cuter than following a cute dog on his adventures through Orlando. So Huckleberry Fun, much like Huckleberry Finn, Huckleberry, H-U-C-K-L-E-B-E-R-R-Y, Fun, F-U-N, extra N. So Fun, F-U-N-N. And lastly, check out TreeDrop app. TreeDrop app is a local small business, a cute little fam, husband, wife, and their adorable daughter. And they are delivering Christmas trees to your doorsteps. You can pick your doorstep through, or pick your doorstep. I wish. You can pick your trees through their app. You can go to their website, check them out on Instagram, and have your Christmas tree delivered. They are currently so popular that they are sold out of their 8-foot and 11-foot trees for the first time. They said, I think they posted on Instagram last week on Friday, that they were sold out of stuff like prior to the holiday season. So that is incredible for them. That means that you need to place your orders today if you want to get your Christmas tree. So yeah, TreeDrop app, TreeDropApp, and tell them we sent you. All right, so before we let you go, there are a few things we want to make sure that you know. So first up, we had this past week a giveaway in our newsletter for our members. Our members pay $8 a month to be part of the Pulp Town Plus membership program. With it comes all of these cool giveaways, cool different member perks, and it's just one way to make sure Pulp Town stays around for the long run. So if you're already following us in our newsletter, if you're already subscribed, if you're following us on our podcast, the next way to level up is to become a Pulp Town Plus member, and we promise to repay you in cool discounts to the city, behind-the-scenes events, virtual events, that probably, and yeah, some other cool perks. So we gave away free passes to the new bouldering gym in downtown Orlando in the Creative City Village in the Paramore area. It's called Blue Swan Boulders, and they were nice enough to share with us some passes for our members. This week, we also have a discount to Blue Swan Boulders. So if you are a Pulp Town reader, you can go into Blue Swan Boulders and just let them know that you saw this or heard this from Pulp Town, and you can get a buy one, get one day pass or free rentals, such as like free shoe rentals for climbing. They're doing a great job over there of keeping everyone masked up and safe during these COVID times. So yeah. Another bonus for you. There are two other awesome partnerships that we have going on in the city right now. And one is with the guys here at Venture X, or the group here at Venture X, downtown Orlando's number one co-working space. You can save $20 to $40 by getting a free day pass. Just let them know that we sent you. Number three, Bright Young Things, Creative City Projects, Bright Young Things. Cole Neesmith, the creator behind that amazing event, has offered Pulp Town readers or Pulp Town listeners 20% off. You can use that code when you go to creativecityproject.com/brightyoungthings. Use code Pulp Town for 20% off. That is the event that's happening right now through November 23rd. An actor or troupe of actors are walking around downtown and taking you through this amazing storyline about during Prohibition times. So yeah, definitely recommend checking that out. Again, here's your bonuses for the week: a discount to Venture X, a free day pass saving you $20 to $40. Come into Venture X, let them know you want to do it, sign up for a free day pass, they got you. Number two, Blue Swan Boulders, tell them we sent you, you'll get a buy one get one day pass or free rentals. And number three, Bright Young Things, using code Pulp Town for 20% off. And lastly, if you follow us on social media over on Instagram, we're asking you what you're thankful for right now to be an Orlandoan. Love to hear from you. If you haven't dropped your comments yet, we're going to use that at a later date, actually probably next week for Thanksgiving. So yeah, comment over on Instagram about what makes you thankful to be an Orlandoan. In the meantime, if you are like me, are tired of working from home and you find that you need some office space here and again every now and again, and your kitchen table is just not going to cut it, then I cannot recommend finding a new home at Venture X. It is downtown Orlando's number one co-working event and office space, Venture X Downtown Orlando on IG. And if you need help producing a podcast like this one or video for your small business, check out Brand Crumbs, brand.crumbs on IG. So thanks to both of them. They're both our sponsors for the 15 minutes with Pulp Town. All right, Pulp Town, I will see you next week.